Well, here we are on a Tuesday night at Loxton Cafe for the Ilfracombe Ukulele Club. And I've got here with me Paul. And Paul is actually one of the founding members of the group. So, hello, Paul.
Hello, Steph.
Good evening. We've just had one of our wonderful evenings here at Loxton. So, what made you think of putting the club together? What got you together, get the club together in the first place?
Well, it's quite a story, really. I mean, I've been a guitar player for 30-odd years, and I'm never really that interested in the ukulele. And a lot of ukuleles started appearing around schools. And as I'm a guitar teacher, I was teaching in a lot of schools, seeing these ukuleles and looking for more work as usual. And work teaching ukuleles came along, and I went on a course run by Devon County Council, teaching ukulele for guitar players. And I went on that course, came home and bought myself a ukulele, and learnt it in about a week. And then about a month later, I bought myself a much better ukulele for a couple of hundred quid. And away we go, really. So I went teaching for a couple of years, and then I really began to love the ukulele, really. And so I went and joined the Barnstable Ukulele Strummers, who met on a Sunday night in Goodley in Barnstable. And that folded about 6 months after I joined it. And so I thought, well, I'll start one in Ilfracombe. And I left it, and I left it, and I kept thinking I'll do it, and I didn't. And then I had a word with Charlie, who's previously done one of these interviews, and I was teaching her guitar as a part of her school work, and we discussed about doing the ukulele club, and she's a great little ute player, great guitar player as well, incidentally. And we said, well, we'll start something in September. And I put a few postcards up, put a few invites out on Twitter, which is where I met you.
Yes.
And that story's already gone out.
Yes.
So that's where we're here. We've probably got about a dozen members now.
Yeah.
And we get a regular six.
That's right. And we're all age groups as well, isn't it? You know.
Yeah, we've got everybody, haven't we? We've got Eloise, who's 11.
Right.
And, Doreen and Clive, who are older,
should we say. So as a result, we play all sorts of different types of music, mix. And now, what's your kind of favourite tune out of the weird ones and wonderful tunes that we end up playing?
I don't know. Here We Are Nowhere by Stiffy Little Fingers is always a good one. We've done a bit of Green Day this evening, haven't we? Boomtown Rats.
Yeah, Susie is a headbanger.
A bit of Ramones, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Right down to Buddy Holly.
Some Buddy Holly and the Black Velvet Band. We've done that one. One's one of my favourites, mine. But any other punk ones, really.
So we've got people here with all sorts of different nukes, right, costing sort of £15 right through to couple of hundred pounds, have you said?
Yeah, mine is, yeah. And we've got all sorts, and a great little club, I think. It's been a great success.
Yeah, what's your sort of favourite moment of the whole sort of time since it started?
Well, that's a difficult question, that. Probably anything Clive says, really.
Yeah. Yes. Not the Christmas party, then.
The Christmas party was good fun, wasn't it? Yeah, absolutely, yeah. We ate and drank quite a bit, didn't we? Really?
We did. Certainly had a lot of eating.
It always suits me.
Yeah. All right, well, Paul, thank you very much. And we've got lots of hopes for the future for the club and lots of new members hopefully coming along. So thank you very much for the interview.
Thank you, Steph.